Things are not always what they seem.
What's that supposed to mean?
Sometimes you have to read between the lines to figure out what's really going on.
It's tough to get any more obvious than that.
Get ready to discuss provocative issues in our community, like spirituality, philosophy, and education, to ethics, crime, and everything in between.
So far, so good.
It's time to open your mind and look at life on a deeper level. Give it some thought and get to the gist of the matter with Dr. Harold V. Bennett.
What's about to be said right here, you need to listen with both ears.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK. On News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380, WAOK. Yeah, you just tuned in to Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold Bennett, and I'm sitting here with my sidekick, my accomplice, the person who helps make sure that this thing jumps off real good. That's Sean. Sean is here with me. Sean gonna help us do a wonderful experience today. Listen, I am glad you've joined us. We got a lot to talk about, So here is what I want you to do. First of all, listen. Email somebody, text somebody, let somebody know that Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold Bennett is on the air. And what you should do when you email them or you text them, you let them know we're on the air, you might want to text in their viewer or listener discretion advice. We're going to get hot. It's going to be a hot subject in a few minutes. And you're going to see what I'm talking about. Good afternoon, wherever you are, whether you're in North Carolina or South Carolina or Florida or Maryland or here in the wonderful state of Georgia, in this wonderful city we call Hot Atlanta. Yeah. Listen, I want to thank you so much for being a part of this wonderful community, the AOK, the WAOK community. And having said that, I'd like for you to like us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. And when I say like us on Facebook, I'm talking about News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK. Please like us there. Try to build more camaraderie and make sure that we can engage one another digitally and that we can post and we can talk and we can chat and we can share information. And we can do that if you would like us on Facebook. And also like for you to like Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold Bennett. Like that page on Facebook also. Great. It's just great having you involved and having you being a part of this conversation. All right. Do those two things for me so we can be in touch with one another and you can know what's going on here at WAOK. All right. Good. All right. You ready for the conversation? Let me tell you what we're going to talk about. I did say that listener discretion is advised. Yes, I did. Let me tell you what I want to talk about. Okay, here we go. I was reading something this week, read some information. I think it was by The Root. I read some other stuff of some other posts, and we'll talk a little more about this, other newspapers. And listen, this is what I discovered. I saw that the feds are about to reopen the Emmett Till murder case, that the feds want to reopen the Emmett Till murder case. Now, I don't know what, and they said they want to reopen it as a result of new information. Don't know what the new information is, but here's the thing. Keep in mind, in August of 1955, 14-year-old fella, Emmett Till, you know, was visiting, I think it was Money, Mississippi. And Emmett was there, and Emmett was falsely charged, accused by a woman, a white woman. Her name is Carolyn Bryant Donham. She accused Emmett of doing some egregious kinds of things. And do you not know that 14-year-old Emmett was kidnapped? He was bludgeoned to death. He was bludgeoned, you know, eye gouged out. The boy was shot. And then a series of weights or something was put on his body, and he was dumped in the Tallahatchie River. Yeah, that's what happened to Emmitt. And guess what happened? Guess what happened? This Carolyn Bryant Donham, the one who accused or put this story out there about Emmitt whistling at her and grabbing her and making lewd kinds of acts toward her, that led to this whole thing. Recently, she did an interview. She did an interview, and the gentleman was a professor. He worked there at Duke University, and he wrote this book. It's called The Blood of Emmett Till. His last name is Tyson. And listen to this. Guess what we noticed? Guess what we found out? Yeah, Carolyn Bryant Dunham said she lied. Lied about all that stuff she said Emmett had done. Said she lied about it. Yeah, I got to say she lied about it. Now, this fella, this 14-year-old African-American male, this young fella was down visiting his family from Chicago. Here this fella is, you know, oh, it's just horrible. You've seen the pictures and you've known how this kind of thing kind of was a major catalyst to getting a lot of the civil rights stuff to going. But here's what's interesting about Miss Carolyn Bryant Donham. She yet lives. She yet lives. She's not dead. I think. And when I say she's not dead, as of July the 12th, I read a report that said she was still alive. And, you know, she was, what, 72 years old. So as of a few days ago, she was still alive and kicking. Yeah. I want you to think about that. I want to, as they say, I want to let that resonate. This woman who told these lies, this woman who fabricated this story that led to the murder, that led to the kidnap, that led to the murder, that led to, you know, the bludgeoning, that led to this fellow, this young black man, 14 years old, being thrown with barbed wire, being attached to his body, and his body being dumped with, you know, being connected with some 75-pound weights and thrown in the Tallahatchie River because a white woman lied on him. Lied on him. And now she want to come clean. She's telling her story and says she made up the whole thing. She lied. She lied about this. And guess what, y'all? She yet lives. She yet lives. Now, I wanted to say that. I wanted to say that because here is the question. And this is what I want us to talk about today as we begin to move forward in this conversation. Because when I think about it, It just does something to me. I've been talking to my friends all week, and this thing, I just can't shake it, y'all. I just can't shake it. It's hard for me just to, you know, y'all might be saying, Bennett, you need to let it go. And that way you can call me, and we can talk about that because I care about your opinions a little bit. No, I care a whole lot. I care a whole lot. But this whole thing about what you think about things and these issues, but, you know, Bennett just can't. It's hard for me just to shake this and to let this go. This young fella was shot and was just killed over a lie that a white woman told. Oh, man. Hell, so here we go. Here we go. I want to talk about what should we as a community demand happen to Miss Carolyn Bryant Donham. What should we do? How should we respond as a community? How should the church, how should the Christian community, the Islamic community, the fraternities, the sororities, the alums of HBCU, what in the world should we do? How should we respond? What should we demand be done to this woman who lied, whose testimony got this boy killed, and she yet lives? Bro, she just, this is just, it's just too much. It's just too much. Something got to be done about it. And we're going to talk about it. All right. Hey, tell somebody it's going to be on and popping. Oh, yeah. On Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold Bennett. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Get them back to the table.
Now back to Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold V. Bennett.
This is the one they're talking about.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Ow! Wow. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. That's Marcus Miller in the background playing Slipping in the Darkness. Oh, yeah, we about to catch up. We about to catch up with Miss Carolyn Bryant Donham. We about to track her down, baby. We are on her. We gaining on you. Oh, yeah, you've been. This went down as 1955. But I'm telling y'all, I'm concerned about this. And we as a community, y'all know we got to do something about this. And I know I might sound a little bit biased. And you know why? Because I am. Something should be done about this. And I want to know what you think. 404-892-2703. Cal, good afternoon. Good evening, rather. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I want to find out, is that lady that made the accusation, is she going to be prosecuted?
I don't know. That's what the conversation is about today. I know the claim has been made that the investigation is going to be reopened because of new information. I don't know what they're going to do. You know, I am not an attorney, so I'm afraid to say legally, you know, whether or not she can be tried or whether or not she's exempt because of a double jeopardy thing. I don't know the rules there. I don't know the rules of law. But somehow or another, ethically versus legally, morally versus legally, those are two different categories. The black community, we need to demand that something is done, you know. But I just think something need to be done.
But so let me just say this.
Go ahead.
I understand that's in the past, and I understand we need to put more concentration on today.
Right.
Because things are happening today.
Now, I disagree with you. Let me tell you why. I disagree with you 250%. Here's why I disagree with you 250%. First of all, Cal, I think you are right. That was the past. But because of today, we better do something about it. We got Trayvon Martin, you know, Brooke Castile. You see what happens to black men when they're just erroneously murdered, hunted down, tracked like wild animals, man. Because of today's climate, something has to be done. Your turn.
But what I'm saying is that Trayvon Martin, I'm saying that's today. That's what I'm saying. We need to concentrate on today. And let me just say this. Your politicians is your power. And if you don't make your politicians accountable for it, they're not going to do nothing. Nothing. And you keep putting the same people in office. The same people. And they're not doing nothing for you. Up in Chicago, you got Louis Farrakhan up there. You got Jesse Jackson in Chicago, and you got more killers. What are they doing? Nothing.
Well, I tell you what, I hear what you're saying, Cal, but I think you need to talk to me about Carolyn Bryant Donham, and who lied on a 14-year-old black man from Chicago who was visiting with his family in Mississippi. Lied about the whole thing. Lied. And this fellow was kidnapped in the middle of the night. You know, thrown on the back of a truck, taken out to the banks of a river, bludgeoned to death, eye pulled out, shot in the head, and then barbed wire and weights were attached to his body, and he was thrown in the river over a lie that this white woman told. And you know what? She's still alive, and we just supposed to forget about it? Brother,
no,
come on, man.
Let me just.
I think you're slipping, bro. I think you're slipping.
No, let me just say this before I go.
Go ahead.
3-4 black people were killed in Northwest Atlanta. Okay, we need to do something about that. And I'm telling you, you keep putting these people in office, and they're not doing nothing.
Well, my question is, how can we as a community get together? And then let's say what you're saying is correct, that some of these top-tiered persons who are perceived to be figurehead. I mean, when I say perceived to be, what makes you think that Jesse Jackson speaks for the black community? God knows who make you think Farrakhan does. I mean, you're talking about people in many ways who are not as important as they once were.
I'm not saying they're speaking for the black community, but what I'm saying, these people, so many people follow them, and these people are giving you false hopes and dreams. That's what I'm saying. And but people look up to them, and I'm saying these people in this community, and they're doing nothing, nothing.
Well, Cal,
I'm
no.
Just saying,
go ahead.
Huh?
No, I said go ahead.
I'm just saying, you got, like, you got John Lewis. Why is he consistently getting in office? What is he doing?
Talk to me about Emmett Till, Cal. Talk to me about Emmett Till. I want you to bring it in. Talk to me about Emmett Till and this boy being wrongfully charged, murdered, absolutely murdered. Talk to me about that, black man.
I understand that. And they need to prosecute that woman. They do need to prosecute that woman. And then we need to put the heat on whoever's responsible for bringing those charges up to make them do it.
Okay.
To make them do it. But we won't make them do it, though. That's the thing. We won't.
Okay, Cal. Listen, man. Thank you so much for calling. I think you have got us off to a wonderful conversation. I appreciate you calling. All right, 4489-22703. I am going to go to JoJo. I think it's who's next. JoJo, how you doing there, friend?
Hey, brother. Doctor, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm a little bothered right now because I read this little thing about this woman recanting, and I just can't shake it, man. I just can't shake
it. I'm going to tell you something. I kind of agree with that brother before me to a degree. But Jesse has paid his dues. Jesse's paid his dues. The minister has paid his dues. He put the minister and those brothers like him and John Lewis have paid the dues and put the knowledge and paved the road for us to follow out there. So we can't keep blaming them for not doing that. They've done their part. But, brother, I tell you what we need to do.
What is that?
We need to make that woman and all these other races that committed all these crimes against our people pay. We need to file lawsuits against them and their property. If they give us a statute of limitations, a bunch of bull, then we need to file lawsuits against everything they own and ever will own. I don't care how old they are. Mm-hmm. Justice must be brought to the forefront, brother.
Yeah, JoJo, I'm with you, man. I'm with you on that. I mean, Emmett Till's family is still around. I mean, you think about what the pain, you know, that type of situation created for them. But you know, the whole thing is this lie that she told, and we got some documentation of the lie that she told, and Sean's gonna post that stuff for you on the AOK. A Facebook page, but what I want us when we look at that, I want y'all to read that and see the lie that she told. Now my question is, that's the lie she was telling. She told the judge. I wonder what lie she told her husband and everybody else. I wonder what lie she told him.
But you know what, brother? That was the thing back then for a white woman to tell a lie on a black man. It was commonplace, and it would be good education for our kids to see justice brought to the forefront, even here in 2018. But here's the thing, bro. Now, there's a lot more. Let me tell you what I mean. Now, the Klan, I mean, right here in Monroe, Georgia, where they lynched this soldier over there in 1946, was it?
I don't know. I can check that out for you and find out when was that. Was that in
46? All of these instances of injustices need to be brought to the forefront. Yeah. I don't care if it takes forever. We must do it, brother, and shame on us if we don't. And I say one more thing, too, brother, that the brother before me might have been implying, too. Now, I have a problem with us hurting each other, too, bro. Mm-hmm. That's on a kind of a different scale. But these races like that woman,
yeah,
she should be brought to justice. And like I said, if they want to throw out the statute limitation thing. But let me ask you something, brother.
What's that?
When it come to Bill Cosby, they didn't say anything about a statute of limitation, did they?
No, man, let me tell you. You know what? Let me just be honest with you, JoJo. You gonna mess around, man, and get me. And I'm trying my best to not yell and scream and other kind of stuff. Because when Sean and I was talking about this earlier this week, you know, I told Sean specifically what I think needs to happen. And Sean was talking to me about being discreet and being civil and whatnot. So I want to just say this. Man, this thing got me to going. I just can't. I know she's 72 years old, but she should not.
That's
this should not go unaddressed. And I'm going to leave that. Something needs to be done about this, JoJo.
Right. Brother, we all need to stand up. We got to stop turning our heads.
Yeah.
I mean, even for the case with Eric Garner, man.
We got to bring
these injustices to the forefront, brother.
Man, I'm with you. All right, listen, that music means I got to go to a break. Thank you so much, man, for calling. Hey, y'all, we got a lot to talk about. News and Talk Radio 1380, WAOK, the voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380, WAOK. Sometimes there's more than one answer to a problem.
Now, what are you going to do about it?
We're exploring the possibilities.
Just follow my lead.
It's Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold V. Bennett on News and Talk 1380, WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380, WAOK. You know what? We're talking about an atrocity that occurred in the African-American community in 1955. 14-year-old Emmett Till. 14-year-old Emmett Till was kidnapped in the middle of the night. The brother was just, you know, bludgeoned to death, shot, eye pulled out, you know, thrown in the river, all over a lie that a white woman told. All over a lie that a white woman told. And you know what? You know, a little bit later, she's decided she wants to clear her conscience and tell everybody that she lied about the whole thing. Lied about the whole thing. And this, you know, I cannot begin to tell you just how, you know, just how I'm just all over the place with this. And I was reading this week where the feds are talking about reopening the case in light of the new information, you know, and I'm sitting in my mind, I'm thinking here about Rosewood, what jumped off in 1923 down there in Rosewood. Earlier, I think something had jumped off over in Tulsa in 1921, you know, with black folk just being massacred, you know, massacred. You know, it's a mess. But now, you know, here we go. She's still alive. And I just want to know what you think about this thing. What should we as a community do? How should we respond, you know, to what do you think, what should happen to Mrs. Carolyn Bryant Donham? 404-892-2703 is the number. I am going to go to that fella from the Northeast, Joseph. What's happening, man?
Simplify, Dr. Bennett.
Simplify yourself. How you doing?
You know, it's not winter time. It's summertime in the Northeast. You don't have to let me be cool with a serious topic like that. You're supposed to take me 1 minute after 6 o'clock.
Hey, no, man.
Come on till 6.
I can't do that. I want to get you in this thing, man. I want to get you in the winnings. When you got an audience, everybody can hear the breath of coverage you're going to give this subject. Man, what you think about this woman telling the truth? What you think?
Well, you know, I got to give up my big up HBCU track and field athlete real quick. You know, African-Americans need to know there's powerful forces that want to divide us, divide foreign blacks against the African-American black, and that's morally wrong, it's intellectually wrong, and it's wrong all around. African-American and Caribbean black particularly been intermarrying and all that. My two brother-in-law is African-American. But to the point, you got Deion Hemmings. You heard of Central Ohio State University?
Oh, yeah.
The only public HBCU in Ohio. He won gold medal 1996 Olympics. She set an Olympic record from Jamaica to show the foreign black athlete benefit from the American school system and increase intermarriage. Then you got a guy, Roxburgh Cato, from St. Augustine, Raleigh, North Carolina, ran for Jamaica in the Olympics. These are two Jamaicans that benefited from the American university system. So black people don't be fooled by the trick. Now to get to Emmett Till, I think one of the smartest moves Emmett Till mother did was when she put in open casting in Chess Magazine. I think it was a beautiful thing. And I think this is what it is. What I'm getting at is we need to realize that Donald Trump needs to be sincere. Now, think about it, Dr. Bennett. You talked about Attorney Jeff Sessions last week, right?
I probably did. I probably talked about him a lot, man, to be honest.
Now, you know he's behind this Emmett Till opening, bringing back the case. But one other quick point before I go on about Emmett Till. We need to stop jumping on the bandwagon because the woman admit that it didn't happen. It's been 40, 50 years ago.
But she's still alive. She's still alive. And the fact that she lied, and the fact that she lied, and it led to the how many felonies do we have? We have kidnapping. We have aggravated assault. We have murder. You know, we have you know, evidence tampering. You know, we have intimidation. We have all kind of stuff going on. Man, this woman's lie was responsible for a litany of felonies. What's she supposed to do now? She's supposed to just walk around now and drink her Starbucks and just be cool? No, baby, that ain't how we get down. Something need to be done about that.
Can I continue?
Sure.
No disrespect. First of all, we can't just go around because she said it wasn't true. We look like a fool. It probably might have been true, and she probably get paid for saying it's not true. We don't know that. That's not the point. The point is Emmett Till was lynched in the worst inhumane way a human being could be. The point is Donald Trump wants to do right. Police are killing innocent black men.
Police
get charged under...
JoJo, listen, I want you to respond now. I want to ask you this. So you're saying to me that right now she done changed her story again, and she lying now about saying she was lying then, or she's saying now she lying. When she say she made up that whole story, that's a lie. And what she told back in money in August of 55, that was true. Don't you saying, JoJo?
You see, Dr. Bennett, I'm an atheist, okay? Until you can show me proof there's a God, I ain't believing in nothing.
But we talking about whether God exists. We talking about a white woman lying on a black man, JoJo. We ain't talking about God. Now, wait a minute. We ain't talking about God. Now, if you want to talk about God, call me another day, and I'll find out just where you is on that subject. But listen, man. We talking about a white woman lying on a brother. This ain't got nothing to do with God. Ain't got a thing to do with God, JoJo. Your turn.
Are you still there?
Oh, I ain't going nowhere, baby.
Let me finish my sentence. No disrespect,
go ahead,
Dr. Bennett.
Go ahead, man.
Can I finish my sentence?
Sure, go ahead.
Nobody was there when it happened. We just can't jump on the bandwagon. I'm not saying she's lying or it's not true. Just keep an open mind. What if they come and bring a film up and show it did happen? We look like a fool. Don't we black people always look like a fool when we jump on the bandwagon?
JoJo.
The point is,
JoJo,
Attorney Jeff Sessions is trying to open up all these cases. All these black men getting killed by police and none of them getting convicted. Donald Trump going to bring them suckers to court. We had an Uncle Tom black president, two sellout Negro attorney general, and not even the police ever got arrested and convicted. You see, Donald Trump mean good.
JoJo, I think you angry. I don't think you can handle it, JoJo. JoJo, you mad because that white woman lied on that boy and got, and now she's afraid. It's about time for her. Wait, but you say you're an atheist, right? Maybe the fact that she's in her 70s, maybe she's afraid now that she got to go stand before the Creator, and the Creator knows she lied. Maybe she got to go stand before somebody that knows she lied. And this situation going to have to get dealt with. And she don't want that on her hands, knowing she lied. How about that? Well, we can talk about it. Oh, boy, 4489227 I'm having the time of my life. Let me go to the lines and let me see. I'm going to go to Andre. Andre.
Good afternoon, Dr. Bennett.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm well. I need to correct one thing before I get to my main point.
What's that?
I was 7 years old when Emmett was murdered. I'm 70 now. I was born in January of 48. That woman was grown. She can't be 72. When she admitted she was lying, she was about 82, and that's been within the last year and a half.
Well, I tell you what, and I was wondering about her age, but what I did, I actually read a post. I think it was by the New York Times, the New York Post, and I'm going to post the article for you. And when she did this interview then, this was, what, maybe a year? Oh, she was like 72 then. That's what it says in the
Listen to this.
And we might be right. You might be right. But consider this. From what I read, the transcripts, when the case came up in 55, it said that she was, 21 years old.
Right.
So if she, hold on, I'm going to do some MAF, math. So that would mean she'd have been born around 1934.
Right up my alley. I was a math and science whiz from out of the womb.
Well, look, man, you probably talk, you probably, as they say, you calculate, or as they
I'm
say,
an accountant by profession, you but figure, I studied engineering in high school.
Yeah, you figure faster than I do. But what I will say is this, you know, even if she was born in 1934, what that would mean is she's probably in her 80s.
She's in her 80s. Her and but, Farrakhan are both in their mid-80s.
Yeah, she's in her 80s. But the issue is the piece that I'm going to publish on the Facebook page, she's still alive. Okay. Don't you go anywhere. Stay right there.
I haven't gotten to my main point.
No, man. And you deserve to get to your main point. Don't go anywhere, man. No problem.
I will be right here holding
you. I'm going to hold you over. All right. Listen, I'm going to tell you, this thing going to get, the wheel's going to come off this thing. It's going to get dealt with. And I know she's 70, I know she's 80, but she's still alive. And she told a lie that led to the death of a black man. Needs to be handled. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of a community. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. That's right, baby. You hit them drums in the background. That's how we talked in the motherland. We communicated. The drums called us to war. The drums called us to action. The drums told the community it's about to go down and we need to do something. And I want to know what you think. One of our brothers fell, you know, needlessly. He was ambushed by a lie that a white woman told. His name was Emmett Till, 14 years old. And the accuser, the liar, yet lives. And I think something needs to be done about it. And I want to know what you think. It sounds like, and it looks like from the callers, that you all have a lot to say about it. 448-9227-03. And I'm going to go back to Andre. Andre, how you doing, man?
I'm well.
Oh, man, listen, thank you for holding.
And thank you for holding me, because I do have a couple of important points to develop. But I'm not going to take a long time, because I know the entire audience and everybody who's calling and listening has thoughts on this. The thing that I understood, for me, you know, for those of us who kind of go back to the beginning of the civil rights movement from the standpoint of being alive, okay, a lot of people know, for instance, that one of these precipitating events for Miss Parks not giving up her seat on that bus in Montgomery, okay, was Emmett Till's lynching. Okay, and the thing that I've always understood, once I understood America for the truth that underlies its existence, America used the Constitution to turn moral wrongs, conscious wrongs, into legal rights. Okay, everywhere on this planet, murder, rape, robbery, all of the things that happened to our people when we were brought here, those of us who weren't already here as part of us being everywhere, and Native Americans losing this land to Europeans, all of us who have been through what we've been through, the law has underwritten it all. Everything that is bad that's ever happened to us was legal at one time, and a lot of it still is. Okay?
Oh, I'm with you. I'm
okay,
on the team.
So my point is this. Okay, and just to throw a bone to Brother Gideon, what the book that we call the Bible ain't the only thing in it that's got a Genesis. Like I tell him all the time,
yeah.
I call myself Ethiopian. Mm-hmm. My ancestry goes back to time immemorial. Okay, don't tell me about some little piece of land sitting on the Mediterranean across from North Africa. Okay. You know, whoever wants to claim that as their ancestry, that's fine. Okay? I'm 70 years old. Most people, when they meet me, they look at me, they say, you're 70? I tell them, yeah. They say, you look like you're in your 50s. I stopped eating pork when I was 19 years old. I did not have to join anything. All I had to do was what I know is right, dietarily. See, a lot of us think that being a member of some organization that you have to join, you know, is the essence of who you are. No, it's being who you are. It's the essence of being who you are. You know, those of us who are you know, who know. I met a brother from Nigeria in 1972, the first full year that I was in Atlanta when I moved down from Harlem, from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, in fact, he said, you are more African than half the people I left in Nigeria to come here to go to school. He said, you have the spirit of our ancestors. In fact, he gave me my African name, and my last name in my African name is his family name. Okay, this is what I'm saying. There are always those of us who are reaching out to one another because we know who we are. Okay, and we know that he told me himself, he said, Andre, somebody come all the way here from Africa and see all that black skin on you and all that woolly hair on your head and don't recognize that he's your brother. He's the one with the problem, not you.
He is. Now tell me about Emmett Till, man.
Wanted to tell you.
Go ahead.
Emmett Till, when I heard that Emmett had been murdered when I was 7.5 years old, and I had the good fortune, when I graduated from elementary school in 1959, I was 11 years old. I could read on the 10th grade level, and I could do 10th grade math. So I've never not been able to read and understand. And my point is this, okay? I understood. Remember after Emmett, it depends on your age. After Emmett got killed, a white woman in Mississippi is alleged to have said that there isn't a white jury in Mississippi that will convict the men who did it. And it was known, they took them to trial. They know who did it.
Well, no, you're right. They took them to trial. And it was all white male jury. You know what I'm saying? You're right. There were no women on there. No, you're right. You're right.
Dr. Bennett, to say this. You understand? Once I understood that. That you could be guilty, known to be guilty. You could commit murder, okay? Murder, kidnapping, to my knowledge, those are the two crimes that have no statute of limitations. If you commit murder or kidnapping, if they ever catch up with you, they can put you on trial, okay? And my point is this specifically. Once I understood that I lived in a country where you could commit murder, commit kidnapping, commit the other felonies that you have, you know, listed that happened to Emmett. From that point on, me and the American jurisprudence system were history, okay? I mean, I have no faith. The only institution that I'm behind 24/7, 365 in America is the family. The rest of them, I don't care. Court, church, call them what you want. If they are institutions that are managed by human beings, you see, the family is organic.
But let me say this to you, though, Andre. Let me give you a little pushback.
Sure.
Hear me out on this. I agree with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I am unsure if the problem here is the legal system as much as it is downright racism. Let me tell you what I'm saying. Let me tell you where I'm going with this. I guarantee that if some black men had have gone into a white boy's house and would have drug him out in the middle of the night and would have beaten him, would have shot him, would have pulled his eye out, and would have put weights on him and would have thrown him in the river. I promise you, those brothers, would they have been prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law? They might not even got that far.
They
but would, I promise you.
They wouldn't have got to the courtroom.
But
they'd
I promise
have been lynched.
You. That's what I'm telling you. But
yeah,
I
but
promise
what I'm
you, no,
that,
no. What I'm saying is the legal system would have never let black men get away with something like that. That
well,
just wouldn't
that's
have happened.
Not who we're not the
right.
people who were allowed
right.
to commit conscious wrongs have them as legal rights.
So that's where I'm going back to something you said earlier, and I don't want you to back off of this. I think you hit the nail on the head when you talked about the whole idea of conscious and the whole idea of just downright immoral, downright, you know, stuff that is just heinous that mm-hmm. some folk have allowed the law to make legal. You got some people that are got some messed up minds, and they will use the law to make that happen.
It's just a form of ethnic narcissism.
Yeah. Sure,
okay,
sure.
Because I mean, you cannot know. Now again, you can believe anything. You can
yeah.
You can only know that which is true. Okay, the foundation of knowledge is truth.
Right.
Okay. No belief in the world is going to make something that's not true true. If you know anything about the existence of human beings, you know that if every scientific study of the existence of human beings you end up with a black woman in Africa whose remains are known to be millions of years old.
Well, I tell you what. I tell you what. I love that point you made philosophically. You're right, Doc. Believe in something don't mean it's true.
It has belief has nothing to do with anything.
No, it don't mean it's true at all.
Thank you.
All right. Look,
I'm listening out. I'll call you next week.
No, man. Look, was this your first time calling in?
Yes, it is, sir. I listen every week.
Wait a minute. This your first time call. We're going to see if I can, Sean, we're going to see if we can get this guy what I call some. There you go.
I appreciate it.
No, man,
okay,
listen.
And
I
let me
appreciate
explain
you
something
call.
To you, brother.
What's that?
Our people, the whole human race is my family, and I love us all. Okay, I just have difficulty with those of us who think that we can just get away with doing what we know is wrong by espousing a doctrine.
Listen,
that is
buddy,
foolish.
I'm with you, and I don't ever want you to back off of looking at and evaluating how bad racism rears its nasty head, whether it's through law, whether it's through religion, whether it's through economics. Listen, man, you know, don't, you know, as they say, stay woke, man.
I'm wide awake.
Gotcha.
And I am very grateful at my age that I still heal well. Thank you.
All right. Oh, boy, we got a lot to talk about. Hey, them the drums. It's a call to action. One of our brothers failed. He was murdered. He was kidnapped. It's just... And the perpetrator of the crime, the catalyst for the whole thing, yet lives. Something needs to be done, and we need to respond in some kind of way. And that's what I want to know what you think about, what our response should be. All right, 448-9227-03 is a number. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. The opinions expressed on this show do not reflect the views of the management of Intercom Radio. Call us now at 404-892-2703. Things are not always what they seem.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Sometimes you have to read between the lines to figure out what's really going on.
It's tough to get any more obvious than that.
Get ready to discuss provocative issues in our community, like spirituality, philosophy, and education, to ethics, crime, and everything in between.
So far, so good.
It's time to open your mind and look at life on a deeper level. Give it some thought and get to the gist of the matter with Dr. Harold V. Bennett.
What's about to be said right here, you need to listen with both ears.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Hey, you're listening to Give It Some Thought. This is Dr. Harold Bennett, and I'm having a conversation with my brothers and my sisters. These callers, the lines are just lit. I'm going to you, and I'm coming to you next, and we're going to talk about this thing about Emmett Till, 449-227-03, and what should we demand be done to Miss Carolyn Bryant Dunham? How should we respond? And I want to know what you think. I think like I think because of a HBCU that I attended, the Interdenominational Theological Center. And I want to tell y'all something. You know, I love, as I say, HBCUs. And I want you to know that, you know, we call it ITC. ITC is going to be kicking off its fall semester, you know, and they got this thing that's going to call, they're going to call it the Marketplace. And it's going to jump off on Tuesday, August the 21st from 12 to 3. And it's going to be right there on the Costin Center, right there on the campus and of the ITC. And it's going to be all kind of stuff happening there with shopkeepers, artisans, retailers, everything. And it's a place where we look at Afrocentric theological education, Afrocentric conversations about social justice and so many things. And if you're in the area, you need to come to the ITC on the 21st. That's a Tuesday from 12 to 3, and be a part of it. And I'd like to know, and I want to tell you, if you want to be a part of that Marketplace event that they're going to have, what you should do is call or email. Her name is Katrina Gaines at K Garns. Her name is Garns. I'm sorry, Garns. Katrina Garns at kgarns@itc.edu. 404-527-7700 is the number. That's it. You got to come to ITC. Everybody got to come to ITC. All right? 448-9227-03. Let me go to these lines because they are just lit up. Ann, how you doing, Ann?
Hi, I have to tell you, I love ITC too. I also, that's one of the places I met Reverend Butts from used to be at Abyssinian Baptist Church at the time. Great place and just a really nice place. I like ITC.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate ITC. We appreciate your support. And you know, ITC has probably trained the largest percentage of black theologians in America. I mean, ITC is really, really a great place.
Yeah, very nice. Listen, I remember the young man who was on and said he was born in 48. I was born in 46, so that means I was 9 when Emmett Till was murdered. Mm-hmm. And I think people should be concerned about it because he was a Chicagoan. And mm-hmm. somebody mentioned, what is Jesse Jackson doing? What is Farrakhan doing? The question should be, what is he doing? What am I doing? He should ask himself, what is mm-hmm. he doing? Mm-hmm. Jesse is approximately 4 to 5 years older than I am, and I'm 72. So he's also ailing. He's got some medical problems.
Right.
Farrakhan's even older than that. Yeah. So, you know, people need to stop looking just to the leaders. I mean, everybody has neighbors. You have church people. Start organizing. I'm worried right now that these crazy Negroes in Chicago are going to reelect Rahm Emanuel as their mayor.
Oh, that might be a problem.
yeah, I think that is a problem, you know, because according to Reverend Al Sharpton, they have 4 black candidates. They always do this. They get so many black people running against him that they divide the vote, and Rahm just looms right back in as the Democratic candidate. And they're certainly not going to vote for the Republicans, so Rahm becomes the mayor again. If people want justice from the system, we have to put people into the offices who will look out for that form of justice. And Rahm Emanuel in Chicago has certainly proven that he has no real commitment to black people. So these people who keep talking about other people doing something, please just get out and start doing something yourself, even if it's just a minor petition, something. And get organized, and because I'm just so, it's as though I live in Chicago, but I'm just so disappointed that blacks, because there are 4 candidates, might actually put Rahm Emanuel right back in that position. Mm-hmm. And the police officers in Chicago just shot another black man. We're talking about black people getting murdered by white people. Emmett Till was certainly a victim, and as I say, it happened, the discussions lasted so long that I had actually forgotten. I was only 9 when he was murdered, and because it was just such a constant discussion, even through my teen years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can't forget about Emmett Till, but I confess I kind of halfway agree with Joseph, because I am seeing this as a ploy by Trump's Department of Justice as another one of his distractions. He's trying now to make us think he's ever so concerned about black issues, and he's brought it up right now. Well, I'd like to see his Justice Department do something about all the murders of black people contemporaneously rather than just go back to Emmett Till. Now, the Jews, if you killed Jews during the Holocaust or in any great numbers, they don't care if you've been rolled out on a stretcher. They want you to be punished. And so this notion that this woman, Ms. Donham, should be punished is a good notion. That's all right with me, but I just don't want Trump to get away with distracting us.
And I hear you, Ann. I think that's well said. And he could be using this as a ploy, you know, someone to distract us and whatnot. But that's the question. And that's why I'm raising this question: what can we as a community do? Don't leave this just up to 45.
Right.
We got to figure out something, because I'm just telling you. And I was, like I was saying earlier, I was talking to Sean, I was talking to my daughter, I've been talking to a lot of people, and I just feel like something needs to be done. I can care less. She's, you know, she's a senior citizen now. The fact that she lied, you know, she said she lied.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing is I saw pictures of what they claim is her pictures of her. And when you all brought it out that she has to be in her 80s and not her 70s, I certainly agreed with that, because mm-hmm. the pictures I saw showed a much younger woman, and I mm-hmm. kept thinking, God, this woman can't be this age. But
no.
You're right. But she's not the only white female who lied and got black males murdered.
That's my point.
Yeah, she's just the most prominent.
Right.
But I just hope we don't become so consumed with just this story, which might be another Trump's ploy, as you say. That we demand constantly that people really do get punished. And the one thing I'm going to do is go and punish some people by voting mm-hmm. on tomorrow. I'm going to early vote. I'm going to vote for the people.
Even though
the emphasis is mostly Republican, mm-hmm. I'm going to go there, even if there are only two issues on the ballot in Fulton County and for Democrats. And that's the attitude we have to all have. If you say vote, I say go. Mm-hmm. And that has to be our attitude. Otherwise, these things will just keep happening to us, and we will have no power to punish the Ms. Bryant Donhams. You know, we have to realize that our power comes from voting in people who will look out for our interests. And the only power we have, aside from the gun I think we all should have, is the vote. You know, we mm-hmm. really do have to emphasize that. So if you want something done about Emmett Till, go vote. If
all
you
right.
want this white woman punished, go vote. I love your program. Thank you so much.
Listen, Ann, thank you. Are you a first-time caller, Ann?
Oh, no. You know I love to talk, so you know I've talked on your program before.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you.
I've talked on your program before, okay. But every time I listen, and I do, I don't call that often, I confess. But, yeah, it's a wonderful program, and I'm so glad that you're there. I like that gist. The gist.
It's give it some thought. That's
give
right.
Give it some thought. I like that acronym. It's very interesting.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for good programming. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Hey, 4-4-9-2-2-7-0-3. And Ann has got us thinking about something. And there are some other candidates up there in Chi-Town in Chicago that are challenging Rahm Emanuel. You have Dorothy Brown. I think she's running. There's another brother. His last name is Griffin, who's running. And then there's, I think his name is Jamal Green. Clearly, there are some other candidates. Willie Wilson, some other brothers are running, doing their best to, unseat Rahm Emanuel. And maybe the brothers up in Chicago need to take a look at it. All right, got a lot to talk about on the other side. Hey, the lines are lit. Wait a minute. They're not. I got one slot open that Ann just vacated. 404-892-2703. I want y'all to call in because I'm telling you right now, I got an issue. And the issue is I think Miss Carolyn Bryant Donham, something need to happen. It need to go down. Told that lie. Lying piece of meat. That's what my grandmama would say. A lying old piece of meat. Something needs to be done. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Get them back to the table.
Now back to Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold V. Bennett.
This is the one they're talking about.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK. On News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380, WAOK, the voice of the community. This is Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold Bennett, the gist of the matter. We're going to get to the gist of the matter. I mean, we're going to get right to it. A lot of stuff we're talking about. Listen, and Ann made a comment earlier that I really think we all need to kind of listen very closely to, and she talked about voting. Listen, early voting is now underway for the July 24th runoff election. Remember now, every single vote counts. Every vote counts. And you can find out where to vote at sos.ga.gov, all right? Or you can go to my voter page. And for more information, you can log in to waok.com. Got to vote, y'all. We really, really have to vote. And I think it's a shame for us to not vote. I really do. And I know some of us might get bothered by Dr. Bennett saying it, but I think it's an absolute disgrace for us not to vote. And I want to tell you this, too, because I don't want you all getting tickets. You know, Georgia. Hey, why am I thinking about California? I'm not in the Marines anymore. I don't live in California anymore. Georgia has a new statewide law that prohibits us from using or its drivers from using or even touching cell phones while we are driving. Don't get caught breaking the law and endangering yourself and others. And you can find out more about what we call this hands-free law. Go to WAOK.com, and I'm certain there's some information there that will help you, because I sure enough don't want you getting any tickets. I don't want the man breathing down your neck and these kinds of things. All right? Hey, all right. 404-892-2703. Me and Sean just laughing. You know, Sean's all right with me. Call us. Listen, hang tight. Just as soon as the line is open, I want you to jump right in it. I'm going to the lines. I'm going to go to my friend. They call him T-O-D Square. T-O-double-D. Todd, how you doing, man?
Okay.
Sean had a little something. He said, my friend calling. So we got Ofatura. Now, you know, in Latin, I think Futura means to do with fate and direction and what's happening with your life.
The fine on hands-free law is too low. It shouldn't be $50. It should be $200. And it should be you should have an option to get it down to $50 if you take a two-week class that you have to pass with 80% or better. Having said that, I'm answering the question of the day. Is it what do I think about the Emmett Till investigation being opened up?
Yeah, open and in particular, too, what about the woman that told that lie on Emmett Till? What should we as a community, man? I mean, we should do something. There should be some response from us, and that's what's in play right now. That's the issue that's on the table.
I'm not willing to say what I think should happen to her on air. What I am willing to say is this, that we should take the responsibility of pressing the Justice Department to make public, as they can make public, they can't make everything public, all the questions that they're trying to get answered in this new opening of the investigation. I always thought that this was an organized crime. It should have been an organized crime investigation. I really do. Because I don't think that's the only person they did that to. And I think it was a group. It was a large group of them. So that's what I think about the investigation being opened up. So that's the answer to that question. And as far as her, since I'm not comfortable saying what I think should happen to her, what I would like her to do is to detail all that she knows about what happened. Because I don't think that her stating that she lied about the whole thing is all that she... Of course she knows that she lied. But I think she probably knows who else was involved in the cover-up. There was some degree of a cover-up, and she probably knows what other crimes some of those dudes were connected to as well. Now, that's what I would like for her to do, and that's all I really have to say on that matter.
Todd, I got to tell you, man, you're being kind, and I think you're right. I think everything you said is right. I do. I'm convinced she knows a whole lot more, and I know she's in her 80s, and I'm just playing... trying to be quote-unquote fair here. Perhaps there might be some memory issue she might have. Maybe. I'm just saying maybe. But I'm agreeing with you. I mean, she knows far more about details. She knows who's involved. All of this, man. And it's just a bit much to me to think that. And even some of us now might say, well, you know, that happened in the past, and we don't need to bother with her right now. That's a lie. I don't want to hear that foolishness. No, because of the climate we're in now and because of what has happened to brothers who have been just absolutely, you know, shot and you know, just with, you know, you've seen recently how we got all these people on Facebook running around here calling the cops on black kids and black people for doing nothing. You know, something needs to be done to her, you know, and but what? That's what we need to talk about as a community. So, hey, man,
we got to push to get the questions that they're trying to get answered that they feel they didn't get answered before the Justice Department.
Yeah,
and that we got a lot of good black journalists, and they could get that done if they wanted to. Now, there's some things the Justice Department's aren't going to answer up front because it is an investigation.
Yeah,
but that's where the pressure should be. Okay, you're opening the investigation. What questions are you trying to get answered? Because that's what investigations are, to get questions answered. And then move forward on justice after the questions have been answered, or push to get them answered through the pressure of justice. So I'm hoping that's what's going on. I am suspicious, as are many, about all the motives of why it's opening. But I know that part we could get addressed from the public, and you could use your broadcast to push for that too.
You know what? Listen, man, I'm already thinking about that, but I'm telling you, and I've been talking and been thinking about it. I mean, I was talking to my daughter about it. She said something that, you know, and I maybe it's because, you know, she's her age now. She said, "Daddy, let me ask you something." This is what she said. She said, "Why folk believe everything white women say?" She asked me that. She said, why would people believe everything a white woman would say? You know, and you know, she, you know, we had some talking that we need to work through as to what was happening then. But she was like, you know, white people tell lies.
They did. I don't think her, based on what I read about it, and I've seen the pictures, you can still pull up the pictures of that open casket.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You
but I'm inclined to believe that they didn't care whether she was telling the truth or not.
Well, I hear you.
They were looking to get somebody that night for some reason,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted somebody vulnerable. And, you know, 14-year-old kid, they could jump in real quick. Let's just push to get the questions answered and move forward from there. Yo, Sean, is this the time for Fear of a Black Planet, Public Enemy, who stole the soul? Who stole the soul? All right, I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, thank you, Todd. I appreciate that. All right, listen, I was looking at our Facebook page, and Cornelius S. Black, I don't know if that's his real name, his pseudo name. I don't know if it's keyboard name. I don't know if that's I don't know what that is. I don't know. You know we get on the key. Yeah, we come up with all kind of aliases and stuff, you know, because you know we you know some of us and I don't know. But he raises a good point though. He raises a great point, and I think he's absolutely right that it's not very, you know, wise to say that because it happened so long ago that we should not look into it. I think Cornelius S. Black is absolutely right about that, you know, and I think that he's inviting us to look at a whole bunch of issues. And I think one of the things he's really pushing us to think about is, you know, the fact that the woman who told this story, you know, she's around and she said she's lied about the whole thing. But, you know, and I think he's right that if something is not done to her in many ways, whoever this person who's behind this nebulous, you know, set of words, Cornelius as Black, whoever you are, brother, you own to something. Because unless something is done to her, I agree with you. You know, a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal, to use the Christian kind of language. All right. Oh, boy. Got to go to a break. Mayo, don't you go anywhere. Lee, don't you go anywhere. Raymond, don't you go anywhere. Gideon, don't you go anywhere. My other callers, don't you go anywhere. I'ma get with you on the other side of the break. All right? News and Talk Radio, 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
Give it some thought. You might be surprised what you discover.
This is where it gets interesting.
Dr. Harold V. Bennett is back on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-822-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. You listening to Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold Bennett, and we're getting into this whole thing about Emmett Till, and you know, they're talking about reopening the case, and you know, I'm concerned about more so what should happen to Miss Carolyn Bryant Dunham, the one who told the lie, formulated the story. I don't know if I want to call it a mastermind, but I tell you what, it couldn't have happened without that fable that she contributed to this whole thing. 4489-22703. I want to go to the lines, and I'm going to ask each of my callers to limit your comments to about 2 minutes, so that way I can get through everybody that's here. All right, I'm going to go to Lee. Hello, Lee.
Hey, what's happening, doctor?
Man, I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
Quickly, the brothers that have tapped on, first off, the futility of our political involvement with this. Now, I know you have a position on the radio. I respect that. Yet, what I would encourage is for correction of what's going on. We're talking about this lady who 70 years ago or 50 years ago did something that happened last week, and that is distractionary. I love the spirit of Emmett Till and what his passing represents. What would be greater for us is to embrace that woman and bring her into our struggle, because she did some damage to herself already, unless she's just an extreme racist person that is beyond hope, doesn't want reconciliation or correction. Yet for our purpose, when I say our, I mean the people who have suffered what has taken place in the land of America by reason of these United States of America. Our purpose is to elevate all mankind and not be distracted. What say you?
Oh, I say a whole lot. I think I hear what you're saying about embracing her and bringing her into our struggle. And maybe we could do that after she formally apologizes, after a whole lot of other things happen.
Yes.
And maybe after she gets sentenced to some time in jail, you know, that kind of thing can happen, man. But you got to remember, man, a 14-year-old black male was kidnapped, eyes pulled out of his head, bludgeoned, shot, thrown in the river, and we can embrace her, but man, I'm telling you,
I know, Doc.
Something got to be done about that, man.
It does, but now probation with us might be better. And what we have to keep in mind is the era of time. And we could do it like Nazis, but and additionally, we should seek to help the brothers that are being railroaded. Like,
right. Well, Dr. see, Cosby, let me say this. Let me say this,
because how they took the story of some people that could have been as convoluted as ever.
That's right.
To destroy a great black man.
Right.
A great black figure. So remember, the warfare is coming from the very people who sign your check. Yet will we prevail?
You know what?
Do we have the victory?
Let me get these other buddy. Let me love your comments. I'll try to respond to them a little later. Great call. Yeah. Great call. All right. Let me go to Mayo. Mayo, how you doing?
Dr. Bennett, look here. Why do you fire them two fools?
Man, you say what you got to say, Mayo. Say what you got to say.
You got a Walmart hater, plus you don't vote, and then this fool here said we all be on Mars over this white woman. You know what?
What, man?
That's why Roma put me in mind of the movie Kill a Mockingbird. Yeah. I know you've seen that.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what this white Roma did, man. And the last couple talking about remorse. I think she, you know, well, I'm going to tell you what kind of remorse she needs. Go to H. I'm going to put it that way.
Okay,
that's
man.
That's exactly what she needs to go. Because she's 83 years old, she about dead, and she going to make it to H.
Well, I tell you what she did was bad. Thank you so much for your call, Mel. Let me go to Steve. Steve, how you doing?
I'm good. I'll be quick. First, I think we ought to put in perspective a few things. One, her assertion that Emmett Till whistled at her, if it were true or not, was not a grounds for Emmett Till to be murdered.
Mm-hmm.
So her saying that it never happened, the culprits who murdered Emmett Till are the ones who months later admitted that they had done it.
That's right.
And they knew they couldn't be retried under double jeopardy. So mm-hmm. it all appears to be a big smokescreen to me, because again, Her assertion that he whistled at her was not a crime one way or the other. And so it wasn't grounds for him to be killed. The culprits who did it are dead. And I think this is a way for Trump to come back and say, I'm not a racist. Obama didn't try to reopen this case with his Justice Department when he had a chance. Neither did Clinton, and neither did the peanut man, Jimmy Carter. So I think it gives him a feather in his cap and to throw a smokescreen up at us to say he's not a racist.
All right. Great comment, man, and I'd love to engage you. Let me take my last caller because he waited so long. Craig is calling from North Carolina. Craig, are you a first-time caller? Craig.
Hey. Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, you a first-time caller?
Yeah, first-time caller.
Hold on, wait a minute. Don't move, man. Okay. All right, Craig. You own, man. You own.
Look, I'm in the triad. I think you said you went to ANT, right?
Did I? Oh, yes, sir. Ag and Pride, yeah. Baby. Yeah.
Yeah, I live in the triad. But look, here's my point with the whole Emmett Till situation. I don't care about the lady. The fact that she recanted her story means nothing to me. She got a 14-year-old brutally murdered. And so the reason, I mean, the fact that she was behind that, I think, I don't care about Jefferson Burgard Sessions opening up this case all over again, because we know those guys are already dead. They're not going to do anything about that. Nothing could happen to them. So for me, and this is just for me, I think she needs to be met with the same fate Emmett Till was met with. I mean, I have no remorse for that. She was the reason why he couldn't live his full life. She's lived her full life, and now, you know, she's 80 years old, I think. 80, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. She's in her early 80s. She should be in her early 80s. Yeah.
She lived her full life. He didn't even get a chance to live past 14.
That's right.
And you know, she's the reason for that. So for me, I want to see her met with the same fate that he was met with.
Well,
that
I tell you,
that would only be justice for me.
Well, I tell you, what I'm concerned about, just trying to, you know, I don't know exactly where she is, and I'm kind of thinking about some things, but I'm thinking, I know the stuff that I read, there was a gentleman, a professor from Duke University, who interviewed her, and then also there's this information I read that said her memoirs are there at the university there at Chapel Hill. So my suspicion is that she might be somewhere in that Raleigh-Durham area. That's my suspicion. And if that's the case, then we need to think about some things, because when I say think about some things, man, I'm telling you, this, for symbolic reasons, at some point, to let her just go, you know, unpunished in any kind of way,
right,
it's just low down, dog.
Right.
It's just
right.
low down. It's just,
right.
And that's probably the best way I can put it right now. It's just low down.
Yeah. And one thing I don't like is, you know, there was a guy, two callers before me saying, you know, let's reel her in and bring her into the community. Man, no, we don't, no. I don't want her nowhere near our community.
But, buddy.
You just say as far away as possible.
Look, Craig, I'm trying my best to maintain my composure here. But when I read this article this week, my thing is, what should we as a community, we need to do something about this. Because this is senseless. But I tell you what, man, thank you so much for calling from North Carolina, from Guilford County. Amen. Aggie Pride. All right. Wow. What a conversation today. We're going to post some things for you. If Sean hadn't posted them already, trust me, he's going to post some things there about Emmett Till. And I'm thinking Sean is going, because we did a lot of research here. Sean has the testimony of Carolyn Bryant, what she said actually happened. You know, we have some facts there about the case, the fact that she's still alive. We have some stuff there about Emmett Till. It is just horrible to think that this woman, this lie that she told, there is no repercussions. I just, you know, whether they're economic, whether they're social, whatever, something needs to be done. And I want you to consider, let's at some point let somebody continue to speak for Emmett. All right, hey, Gene Ross, thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you for the feedback. Thank you for your insight. Sean, hey man, thank you for your research, taking the calls, doing everything. Listen, listeners, this couldn't have happened without you. Jackie Teal in North Carolina, I love you. You had a strong black man. And again, to all my listeners, whatever happens during the week, give it some thought. Peace.